You are watching On Demand. Please do not try to vote or enter any competition or other interactivity in this program, as it may not count and you may still be charged.
This is The Cube, where simple tasks become epic challenges.
We did not want this.
Can't be required.
7 games. 9 lives. £250,000.
Have you got what it takes to beat the Cube? Welcome to a brand new series of the Cube. So far, it's only been beaten once. Will we find another winner? Let's find out and meet our first contestant. So you are Chris Levy. Whereabouts are you from?
Right, I'm from London.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a gym instructor.
So you're very fit.
I am indeed.
Concentrated.
Yes, I'm focused, fully focused.
Everyone needs a backup team. Who's yours?
My lovely girlfriend Sabina.
Hi, Sabina.
In the middle, we've got Nanny, aka Nanny B.
Nanny B.
Yeah.
Hiya.
And on the right hand side, my brother Nico.
Nice to see you, Nico.
Do you think you've got what it takes to beat the Cube?
I do. I'm really, really competitive. I hate being beaten.
All right, Chris.
Game one is for £1,000. This is what's inside the Cube.
Vertical drop. Chris, a red square will travel along the top of the cube. You must press the button when it is directly above the blue target box. When the square drops, it must be completely within the target box to win £1,000.
So it's just a video game, a very, very simple video game.
Yeah.
And you're feeling pretty confident about it.
This one I am, yeah. I shouldn't really have any problems with this one, because my reaction time is quite good, usually.
You have 9 lives, you've got your Simplify should you need it. Yeah. Hopefully you won't. Enter the queue.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be in there?
Really claustrophobic.
You're feeling good about this one?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. Really, really good.
What made you apply?
My girlfriend and my stepdaughter live about 100 miles away in Ipswich. And it's quite hard to maintain that in terms of, you know, going back and forth. So, you know, winning a decent amount of this show would, you know...
Sort out the logistical details of your life. Ready to play?
I am indeed.
The very best of luck.
Thank you.
Right. Can you play the game? Oh. Bit late.
Bit late.
8 lives remaining.
Don't lose any more. Good luck. Can you play the game?
Lives remaining.
It's a lot harder than I first thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready, Phil.
All right, cue, play the game.
Six lives remaining.
We did not want this.
Do you know what I'm doing wrong?
Don't worry, just try again.
Okay. Oh, I'm ready to
go again?
Yep.
Okay. Cube, play the game. And again.
Ah.
5 lives remaining.
You only need 1 life to beat the cube. Just a lot of bravery, but each one you lose makes it that much more scary further down the line.
Yeah. I'll give one more go. One more go.
This is the one.
Come on.
Good luck.
Okay, I'm ready, Phil. Can you play the game?
Oh, my goodness, V's getting further and further out.
Four lives remaining.
You are letting this get into your head. This is not what you were expecting.
No. Don't ask them why.
What would you like it to do?
I would like the square to travel a bit slower.
Yep. Cube, please simplify the game.
The size of the target box has been increased.
Does that make you feel better?
Yeah, it's a lot better.
Nowhere else to run now, I'm afraid. You've got to get this right.
Yeah, no, this is the one.
Good luck. Cube, play the game. That's it. That looks good to me. In you go!
I did not expect that at all.
Listen, doesn't matter. Let's put that behind you. You have £1,000. Game two is for £2,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Column. Chris, you must place six blocks into a vertical tower. All the red sides must face outwards. You have just 16 seconds to complete your task. You will need speed and agility to complete this game and win £2,000.
Hopefully, when you look at this, you think, ah, now that's my game.
It has a lot to do with speed, agility and movement. And that's all me.
Well, at this stage, the cube has now given you a trial run, so you could use that if you wanted to. Nally B, what do you think?
No trial run.
No trial run, says Nally B. You get in there and sort this out.
I'll sort it out. All right.
Happy to play?
I'm happy to play.
Enter the cube.
Thank you.
So there you go, there's your task.
Yep.
All you've got to do is to put those boxes from that side into that side with all the reds facing me.
Okay, Phil, I'm ready.
Happy? Cube, play the game. Go! You have £2,000. Game three is for £10,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Barrier. Chris, whilst blindfolded, you must step over the barrier without dislodging it. Sounds simple, but can you complete it in order to win £10,000?
Game one was a catastrophe. Game two, you nailed. If you nailed this one, you're right back on track.
Yeah.
Can you? Nanny B? What do you think?
You should have a go.
Sabina?
Go for it.
Yeah.
Save your child.
Straight in? I'm going to go straight in there, Phil.
You're going to play it after this quick break.
Chris, whilst blindfolded, you must step over the barrier without dislodging it. After a shaky start, you have just four lives remaining. You've decided not to use your trial run, so must now complete the game to win £10,000.
Enter the cube. the mask on. You snap that mask down, and you're good to go.
Was I really close?
Close, but because you did some shuffling.
Yeah.
You didn't say tip it over.
Right, okay.
How much did you learn from that attempt?
I think after the third step I took, I wasn't sure how close to the barrier actually was, so that's why I shuffled a bit. So I'll try and take it back a notch this time.
Good luck. Off you go, Chris. When you're ready. We're down to two lives now. You don't have a simplify. If you want a shot at £20,000, you got to get this right.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Good luck. Good luck. Off you go. Done. You have £10,000. Right, game four is for £20,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Formation. A number of squares on the floor of the cube will turn red. You must place a white cube on each square and return to the starting zone within the time limit. So, Chris, are you quick enough to win £20,000?
It's speed, bit of agility, obviously, but you've got to be fast.
I think I could do this in one.
What would 20 do for you?
20 would sort me out, sort my family out. That would mean, you know, clearing off debts, it would mean a nice holiday, money towards a new house, towards charity. It would mean quite a lot.
So that's life-changing, then?
Yeah, it is. It is.
So it's very tempting?
Yeah.
You want to take the trail run first?
Well, I feel confident that I can go in there and do it.
If you feel comfortable, then do it.
10,000's a lot to lose.
I put my trust in you to get on with it.
Once you've walked across that bridge, you will either stand beside me with £20,000 or nothing.
Oh. I'm going to do it. No trial run.
Straight in?
Yep.
Straight in. Enter the queue. There's £20,000 at the end of this game. Or disaster. Right, you ready to go?
I am.
Cube, play the game. Go!
Oh,
must be two, three more to go.
One life remaining.
Of all the things to do.
I know.
You went in some random order.
Yep.
And there's one left at the bottom there, and then you've got the cube in your hand, you can't find it.
Yeah. I think I stressed so much about getting the ones that were closest to me, I didn't even see where the last one was. Yeah, no, this one I can definitely do.
Yep.
100%.
Well, I hope so, because you don't want to play it like that again.
Yeah, no.
For all of us, for you, and for Sabina's heart, because I don't know how much more she can take.
Can't take much more, no.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
This is your last chance. You have to do it this time. For £20,000. That life-changing amount of money is within your grasp. If you let this get into your head, you're done for.
Okay, then I'm ready.
Happy to play? Good man. Okay, Chris. Here we go.
Come on.
Cube! Play the £20,000 game.
Sweated so much in my life.
Listen to this. You have 20,000. Game 5 is for 50,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Tilt. Chris, you must roll the ball along the beam and into the target hole at the opposite end. If the ball falls off, you will lose a life. Can you remain calm under pressure for £50,000?
Are you reasonably calm under pressure?
Before I came out, I was probably fine. Now I feel like I'm going to have a nervous breakdown or something.
That's what it does. That's what it does to people.
Yeah.
You have one life.
Yep.
I've seen it done in one.
Yep.
Easily.
One attempt is all you need.
Yes, it is. One life is all you need to beat the cube.
Yep.
£50,000 on offer after the break.
Now it's your chance to take some money from the cube. To beat the cube, you need to play 7 games. So, for your chance to win £31,007, look and listen carefully. In the following attempt at extraction, how many tabs are removed? Was it A, 9, B, 12, or C, 13?
Call 0904 161 2345. Calls cost no more than £1.54. From BT landlines, other networks may be higher, and for mobiles, considerably more. Text your answer A, B or C to 68765. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Orders free entry at the website. Entrants must be 18 or over. Entries made after all routes close on Thursday the 30th of March 2014 at 5 p.m. will not be counted but may still be charged.
The Cube. you must roll the ball along the beam and into the target hole at the opposite end. If the ball falls off, you will lose a life. You have just one life left and your trial run. But Chris, are you brave enough to win £50,000?
If you were to decide to play, you would have to do it in one. Are you in for a trial run?
I'm in for a trial run.
Or are you just going to go and play it?
No. Just the trial run first.
Good luck. Enter the queue.
Thank you.
You go when you're ready, because you control this one.
Yep. Was a lot tougher than what I thought it was going to be. You only need one life. One life is all you need. Twenty would sort me out, sort my family out. That's good enough for me, and I hope it's good enough for my family.
So you're not tempted?
Yeah, I'm taking the money, Phil.
How you come? You haven't actually beat the cube, but you will take away £20,000.
It's good enough. It's good enough for me.
Well done. Well done, mate. Thank you very much, Phil.
Pleasure to meet you.
You too.
Thank you. Cheers. Thanks, everyone. Let's meet our next contestants. It's Sophie Brzezinski. Good to see you. Welcome, welcome. Whereabouts are you from?
Bedfordshire.
And what do you do?
I study events management in the University of Brighton.
Okay, very good. This is an event and a half, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who have you brought with you?
I brought my sister Lisa, my boyfriend Jimmy, and my friend Carmen.
Welcome, all of you.
Hi.
Do you think you've got what it takes to beat the cube?
I think I'm going to give it a good go.
Yeah. You were born with one hand.
Yes.
So you think that there are some games that actually it could play to your advantage?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, usually it's pretty steady, trying to look at it right now.
Yeah.
So hopefully I shouldn't get too nervous with it.
Well, let's see how you go, shall we?
Yeah.
Game one is for £1,000, and this is what's inside the cube.
Invert. All 15 cylinders must be turned over in 12 seconds, and they must all be upstanding when the time is up. So, Sophie, for £1,000, you will need to be fast, but very controlled.
You have 9 lives. You have got your Simplify should you need it. If you're ready, enter the queue. You ready, Sophie? Best of luck. When the cube flashes red, you're in play. Cube, play the game. Keep going, keep going, keep going, because you never know.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There are 2 things to take away from it. A, that's not how you do it.
No.
B, you now know how they feel and you know the speed and what you've got to do. Also, they're quite easy to knock over.
I went the wrong way.
Did you? Yeah, fine. Lisa?
If you're going left, turn them to your left, not to your right, because you're going that way anyway, so it should all just flow.
Ready?
Yes.
Cube, play the game.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Just out. You were about half a second out there. That's all you need to quicken the pace by.
I think I can do that.
Off you go. You play the game. £1,000. Game two is for £2,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Calculate. Sophie, you must calculate the total number of squares that appear on the floor of the cube. They will travel towards you in a wave-like pattern. But can you count fast enough to win £2,000?
You look a little more confident about this one.
Yeah, I think this one, it gives you less chance for your nerves to get in the way.
Yeah, just got to count quickly, that's all it is. A wave of squares coming towards you.
Yeah.
What do you think, Lisa?
I think that you'll be really good at this one because you're always good at remembering numbers. Just my advice would be to don't add them up till the end, so just remember the numbers. Yeah. So just do like 6, 3, 4, 5, and then add them up later.
Okay, well, at this stage, you've got your 7 lives, you've got your Simplify, the cube has now given you a trial run, so you could use that if you wanted to. Trial run it?
No.
Of course not. You're going straight in. Enter the cube. There you are. It's a blank floor at the moment, so completely different game to the one that you started with.
Yeah.
You ready to play?
Yeah, I am.
All right. £2,000. Cue. Play the game. And that is it. Do you have a number in your head?
I have the best guess I'm gonna get.
What's your number?
27.
Cube, is it 27? No. It'll be the same wave next time.
Okay.
Ready to play?
Yeah.
You play the game.
Three, three,
five, four, two, four, four, two, three, four. Okay. Okay, three, three, five, four, two, four, two, three, four. Never seen anything like this before. Never seen anything like it. This is a fascinating way to watch someone play the cue.
Okay, right, so 4, 2, 2.
Cube, is it 34?
It's not where I wanted to be at this point, if I'm honest.
No, sure, but listen, people have done very, very well from this position, so don't worry about that. You want to see them again?
Yeah.
Here they come.
Three, three, five, four, two, four, two. Okay, so then. Okay. Three,
I've forgotten the last ones again. I'm just going to say 32 because that was my gut.
32, is she right or wrong?
Well done. You have £2,000. Game three is for £10,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Multi-shot. Sophie. For £10,000, you must throw a ball into each of the 10 target containers within 10 seconds. You can throw in any order you like, but if any container does not contain a ball when the time is up, you will lose a life.
This is a brand new game. You will be the first person to play this.
I'm going to give it a good go.
You played netball?
I did.
What other sports?
Hockey, javelin, running, shot put.
So this should be fine. Let's see, after the break.
Here's another chance to take some money from The Cube. To beat The Cube, you need to play 7 games. So, for your chance to win £31,007, look and listen carefully. In the following attempt at extraction, how many tabs are removed? Was it A, 9, B, 12, or C, 13?
Call 0904 161 2345. Calls cost no more than £1.54. From BT landlines, other networks may be higher, and for mobiles, considerably more. Text your answer A, B, or C to 68765. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Orders free entry at the website. Entrants must be 18 or over. Entries made after all routes close on Thursday the 13th of March 2014 at 5 p.m. will not be counted but may still be charged.
Sophie, you have 10 seconds to throw one ball into each of the 10 target containers. You have your trial run, simplify, and 5 lives remaining. But is your aim good enough to win £10,000?
So, it's £10,000. That is a sizable sum. What would you spend it on?
Well, I'd pay off my student loan. I've got a car in finance at the moment, so I'd pay off that for my mum so she doesn't have to sort that out. Our dog's got arthritis in his back leg, so I'd get that operated on so he doesn't know. He's in pain at the minute, so I'd sort that out.
Well, let me give you a statistic for this. On average, this takes 2.2 lives.
Just do it and then you can simplify it if it's too hard.
I'll go in.
Enter the queue. Tell me when you're ready and the floor of the cube will flash red. You tell me when you want to go.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Cube, play the game. Last ball just hit the back rim of the bucket, or you would have nailed it.
I'm wondering if I should simplify, because I was going to.
No!
No, I'm not going to. No, I won't now. Well, I was going to.
You're much more confident than she is.
I know she can do it, that's why. Just do it, don't even think about it.
I think I'll get that a second time.
Yep. You tell me when you want to go.
I'm ready.
Cube, play the game. Go.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Oh, no.
You were only one away.
And you
had that brief moment where you went, oh, like that. You've got to use every second. Keep going, yeah. Keep going. So what do you do? Three lives remaining.
Simplify, definitely simplify.
Cube, please simplify the game.
The time has been increased to 12 seconds.
You have an extra 2 seconds.
Yeah. I'm okay now. I'm happy with that.
Feel better?
Yeah.
Cube, play the game. Nerves have got her, but you prevailed, you've done it, you have £10,000. Game four is for £20,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Focus. You will be shown the location of several red squares on the floor of the cube. You will then be distracted. When the floor goes blank, you must place the marker on the exact location of the last red square that was shown to you. Sophie, can you remain focused for £20,000?
What's your memory like?
I never had to remember a location of something before, so I don't really know, but usually it's pretty good. But I think I'm definitely going to trial it just because I'm on three lives. You guys agree?
Yeah, trial run.
Yeah, definitely. Trial run.
Definitely trial run.
Trial run.
Yeah.
Enter the queue. So it's a trial run, but treat this as if it were real, otherwise there's no point doing it.
Yeah.
Because you've got three lives. If you nail this, then you could have £20,000.
Mm.
It's certainly a big decision you'll have to make.
Yeah, it is.
Good luck. Ready to play?
Yeah.
Play the game. So, how close are you? Let's have a look. Cube, right or wrong, in or out? If you got that hideously wrong, your decision would have been easier. And it's the difference between £20,000 if you play it, £10,000 if you walk, and nothing if you get it wrong.
People.
You've got three goes to do it, so if you get it wrong the first time, at least you know
where it is.
Where it is, so.
If someone just said to me, do you think you could do that in three attempts, I'd say, hell yeah. But the fact that there's £10,000 on the line makes it a lot more tense. But to be honest, do you think I should go for it?
You're talking yourself into it. The nerves have gone now and you're a bit more confident. I think you can do it. You can't get it that wrong three times, can you?
No.
Yeah, you can.
Oh.
I'm leaning towards no now.
It's £10,000.
I think you can do it. It's just a case of whether or not you decide to do it and then you lose your nerve because of what's at stake. If you think you can handle the nervousness, then go for it.
If I don't do it, I'm going to regret it. I'll play.
She's playing! three attempts at a life-changing £20,000. Good luck. Cube, play the game. Did you do it? Cube, right or wrong? Two pixels out. You can do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Of course you can. All right. There you go. Ready to go straight away?
Yep.
Can you play the game? £20,000, or do you have to do it again? Cube, right or wrong, in or out? So close.
Okay.
So that is a £20,000 cube you've got in your hands there. It all comes down to this. This is when you need to nail it.
Okay.
Here we go.
This is out. Okay. Oh my God.
You will either stand beside me with £20,000 or you've been defeated. It's all down to this moment. Is incredible. What an unbelievable moment.
Oh.
Listen to these words. You have 20,000. However, game five is for £50,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Balance. You must balance on the beam for 20 seconds. If any part of your body touches the floor within that time, you will lose a life. The game starts as soon as your second foot touches the beam. Looks easy, doesn't it? But can you hold your nerve for £50,000?
Here you are. Absolutely right down to the bones of everything. And all you've got to do is balance for 20 seconds. How is your balance?
Annoyingly, it's actually pretty good.
Oh.
But
I'm walking. I'm going.
Are you done?
Yep. I think I've had enough for one day.
She's walking.
Well done, you. There we are. It was hard won. Well done. Enjoy paying off that student loan. You didn't beat the cube, but you have taken £20,000 from it. Well done. A very hard won £20,000. Could you have done it easier? Could you beat the cube?
Next time on the cube.
Come on! I don't think I can do this game.
I feel like I can do it, but it's a massive risk.